some congressional Democrats accuse the White House of hurting its own agenda by holding up regulations that go along with new laws. A coalition of public interest groups say 120 proposed rules await approval from the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA. On the flip side, you can find plenty of conservative lawmakers saying there are too many regulations now. Howard Schlansky may have to navigate these waters as head of OIRA. His confirmation hearing was yesterday. Jerry Ellig is a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. He gave us his analysis on what Schlansky would bring to the job.
His background is really economic regulation and antitrust. He's been chief economist at the Federal Trade Commission and at the Federal Communications Commission. And typically, the OIRA administrator and that Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs catches the most flack and gets most involved in debates over health, safety, and environmental regulation. So the fact that unlike some previous administrators, he didn't have a big record of publishing in that area, I think took some people by surprise. I think he's a very refreshing choice because what someone who does antitrust and economic regulation brings to the table is that in debates over those kind of regulation, the very first question is there a problem? If there is a problem, what's the nature of the problem? And then how do you tailor a solution that's no more restrictive than necessary to solve the problem? And at our center, the Mercatus Center, we have evaluated the quality of analysis that federal agencies do when they issue regulations, and we find that analyzing the problem is often the thing that agencies do the least well. So having someone from that background heading OIRA makes me very optimistic about the future quality of regulatory impact analysis.
And then, though, does it underscore the fact that he really needs a top team of experts in those big areas of health, safety, and environment?
Well, that's true, but I think what maybe folks don't appreciate, and actually I have never worked at OIRA. I worked in the policy office at the Federal Trade Commission, so I have that in common with Dr. Schlansky, but from what I understand, talking to people who have worked at OIRA, it's basically staffed by people who are full-time professionals who have a long track record of reviewing regulations in these areas, who are very familiar with a lot of regulations and families of regulations that come from various areas. So there's a career staff there that's very competent and very knowledgeable.
We're speaking with Jerry Ellig, Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Now, it's hard to separate the process of all this from the politics. And some published reports had said that the reason Cass Sunstein left earlier than he might have is because he was losing the internal battle with the EPA administrator at the time, Lisa Jackson, over some really far-reaching efforts at the EPA. And so do you think that Schlansky will be able to take on some of the, there's regulations are needed, but there's also some politics behind a lot of what's going on.
Oh, sure, there's politics involved. And the other thing that I think is underappreciated that Cass Sunstein emphasized in a recent article that's available online is that OIRA does not just review agency regulations and regulatory impact analyses on its own. OIRA also coordinates interagency review. So somehow OIRA has to referee the discussion over regulations where there may be a dozen or half a dozen other departments, the President's Council of Economic Advisors, and other entities within the administration who raise their hands and say, hey, wait, we have something that we want to say about this regulation. And so it's not just politics, but it's also just trying to coordinate getting the entire administration on the same page with regard to a regulation. So that's certainly a challenge.
And explain to me this. The administration has certain deadlines, like a 90-day deadline for review that was established by executive order. Are these just more of guidelines then because the process takes longer than that?
Well, here's how the process on paper works. There's a 90-day deadline for the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs to review regulations. The administrator of the office can extend that deadline by 30 days. But then there are two other things that sometimes happen, and that is the head of an agency can ask for an extension, which then can stop the clock and keep things going. And the other thing that can happen is agencies may, and this varies based on administration, but agencies sometimes will discuss a regulation with OIRA before they ever officially send anything over. So before the clock starts ticking, there's sometimes some discussion and review of regulations or ideas or whatever. And there's a certain, there's a certain amount of debate over whether those are good things or bad things. But you know, that's basically the way the process works.
And what about the regulated parties? I mean, often they petition the agency and there's a lot of discussion back and forth before the agency issues the proposed or interim rule. Is it ever the fact that the would-be regulated party or the potentially regulated party goes to OIRA and says, hey, a really bad one is coming? That type of process?
Yeah, that can happen too. There is a very specific process that's now laid out in the executive order that was written under President Clinton, Executive Order 12866, and there were some commitments that OIRA has made to Congress about how meetings with external parties will be handled, and information about those is posted publicly. So there's nothing, you know, really back channel or sneaky about it. My understanding is typically, you know, if anybody wants to meet with OIRA to discuss a regulation, the administrator will say, yes, we'll meet with you. They have a meeting. They have a meeting with someone from the agency issuing the regulation there. I'm not sure what they do if it's about a regulation that hasn't really occurred yet and it's just rumored to be in development. But in any case, you can go look up and find out who the administrator met with and figure out from there. Who was discussing the regulation.
And as our Jack Moore reports on federalnewsradio.com, Howard Chalansky in his confirmation hearing pledged to be more timely in all of this process. But how much of it really is up to the administrator in terms of speed?
Well, it's a little difficult to find out exactly what's going on, particularly with regulations that seem to have been there a long time past the deadline, because if they're there past the deadline, that means the head of the agency has asked for an extension of the review time. There are some folks who say, well, they never really do that willingly, and OIRA tells them to ask for an extension. There are others who say, well, no, the agency had asked for an extension, and it's unless you're really on the inside, it's hard to know what's going on, and there's a lot of sort of he said, she said accusations about how that process works.
Jerry Ehlig is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. We'll post this interview with Jack Moore's story on Howard Chalansky's confirmation hearing all at federalnewsradio.com.